And I guess the, but my trips were always subsidized by the Austrian Airlines on one occasion, Lufthansa, thank you. Alitalia. I remember that trip. This was now via Alitalia sponsored it, but it was done via the Eastern Ski Riders Association, of which I was the director then. And there were about 15 of us, as I remember, that went to Fueli, if I'm pronouncing it right, probably not, over on the Yugoslavian border, because the Italians were creating new ski areas there, and they wanted to get some publicity on it. And of the 15 people who were there, I think there was one or two others that skied. Most of them were very good at the bar.
Yeah.
And the skiing was marvelous. I remember they had it was also on the Swiss border, and they had we had Austrian guides for some reason, Swiss Austrian maybe. Huh. And it was.
It could have been Italian and Austrians too.
Let's see where. We were packed in a little mini bus with a horrible woman from the Chamber of Commerce in Italy who would explain the gross national product of every little town we'd go by. And the mayor would come out and make a speech, and we'd all 15 of us would clap.
Right.
And anyway, we were treated very well. They figured as skiers, we should start every morning with a slivovitz, which we would do. And that gets your blood running pretty well.
Right.
I got rather bored with that group pretty early on and realized I was still under obligation to write something. And I just packed up and went off to Venice by myself. This was in January. And had a wonderful time there and wrote up something about a race that goes on with all the shopkeepers in Venice, where they run over all the bridges. I forget what they called it in Italian. Huh. And as a journalisti, I was well taken care of. I had press credentials all over. And you get treated very well.
I'm sure.
It was on another occasion. I went to the Hahnenkamm in Kitzbühel, and Sepp was there representing a ski instructor group, and Sepp was boarded in with all the ski instructors, and we were good friends by then, and Sepp having some amusing stories about how they all snort and he would and get annoyed, no, but as a journalist, I had my private room.
Right.
So I was on a higher plane than he was for once in his life.